Grace and peace is ours in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Save us from the time of trial. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. This week, I pulled out Luther's small catechism to see what Luther has to say about this last petition of the Lord's Prayer. I know that many of you memorized this during confirmation class. Who remembers what Luther says? we got some hands going up. In Bible study, when we read this, the first thing somebody right away started, God tempts no one. Luther writes, God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of the body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. Luther knew something about facing trials and being tempted to despair. As a young monk, he was obsessed with the idea that he could never be good enough for God. He confessed again and again the smallest thoughts and imagined slights, until, as the story goes, his confessor told him to go away and not come back until you commit a real sin. Finally, Luther found in the letters of Paul the assurance that he needed, that it is because of the grace of God in Jesus that we are saved, not by anything we do or don't do. Yet even after this revelation, after he'd taken on the whole Church of Rome to argue that we are saved by grace alone, he continued to wrestle with despair. Luther believed at these times that he was being tempted by the devil to doubt God. And he doubled down in remembering and affirming that he was baptized and therefore claimed and saved by Jesus. Luther loved the Psalms and the way that they express and encourage trust in God. His famous hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is based on Psalm 46. Today, we read similar assurances in Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you, O God, are my hope. At Bible study, on this past Thursday, we got started talking about guns and violence in our city. About guns in the hands of teenagers who are afraid and hopeless enough to use them. And I sat there thinking, I need to say something. I need to turn this conversation to offer some consolation. But for a few moments, I was stuck. Nothing to say. No response except deep sadness and a sense of helplessness. A few minutes later, we turned to Psalm 71 to pray the psalm together, as we always do to finish our Bible study. I read the words, "In you, O Lord, I take refuge, for you are my hope." And my vision cleared, and my equilibrium returned. Evil is real, and suffering is real. But God's love is also real and even more powerful. I was reminded that my job, that my hope and trust are in God, and that my job, but all of us as well, as followers of Jesus, Our job is to share God's love in hopeless, hurting places. That last petition of the Lord's Prayer recognizes that we are vulnerable as we live in this world. We know that following Jesus is not insurance against the ills of this life. Bad things happen to people of faith. But the petition also reminds us that God is the one who saves. It is God who walks with us into the storms of life, accompanies us, and brings us through. Years ago, and some of you have heard this story, but years ago when I worked at St. Michael and All Angels Episcopal Church, I worked with a lovely and wise deacon named Jan. Jan was open about being a recovering alcoholic. When I worked with her, she was diagnosed with blood cancer and fought the disease for the rest of her life. Jan told me once, "I don't pray save us from the time of trial, because no one escapes trial and suffering in this life. I pray save us in the time of trial, because I trust that whatever I am suffering, God walks with me, holds me, and guides me." So now when I pray the Lord's Prayer myself, those are the words I most often use. Save us in this time of trial as only you can, O God. Walk with us in the darkest valleys and hold us always in your love. Looking back a few weeks to the first week on this series on the Lord's Prayer, we are reminded of two things. We remember that Jesus invited us at the opening of this prayer to come to God as a loving parent who cares for us in all things. And we remember that this is a prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. By ending his prayer with these words, Jesus recognizes that suffering is a part of life. Both the suffering caused by evil and the brokenness of this world, and the suffering caused by faithfully following Jesus in the face of this world's greed, selfishness, and bigotry. Jesus recognizes our vulnerability, and he tells us to come to God with all that we suffer, to pray for God's protection and guidance in times of trial, and deliverance from evil. At the end of his life, we see Jesus in the garden approach God in this way, praying that God might take the cup of suffering from him, but also placing himself and his life in the hands of the Father he loves and trusts. The Lord's Prayer, which he gave to all of us who follow him, does the same, inviting us also to trust in God, to be our rock, our refuge, and our hope. We have been using some different versions of the Lord's Prayer in recent weeks, and today we will pray a version of the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book, which is the Anglican Church in New Zealand and Polynesia. The prayers in the book use both traditional Anglican language and also liturgical texts that reflect the culture of the local indigenous Maori and Pacific Islanders. This version extends those last petitions of the prayer. I'm going to close with this prayer, and I invite you to listen especially for those last petitions. And if you want to follow along, this is on your pink insert, because this is what we're going to pray in a few moments. Eternal Spirit, Earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and that shall be, Father and mother of us all, loving God, in whom is heaven. The hallowing of your name echo through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.